It's weird now that so I fucked up when I posted the last Starfighter thing.
Why?
Well, because I posted a bunch of stuff from my old Facebook account.
Yeah.
So now if I just deactivate it, all those posts go away.
Oh.
So I have to keep that one now active a little bit.
Oh.
But going back on, I really realize how much I don't care about my so-called friends and their lives.
Oh. You're so bitchy.
No, there's a couple of people that it's nice to be back in contact with, but most of them I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
Oh, you know, Chris, it's been a emotional roller coaster.
Why?
It just has. I mean, have you been watching TV?
I've been watching several things on TV. You're gonna have to be more specific.
I don't know. I don't know if I can go on. This is really, really tough. It's really, really tough.
Why? Tell me what happened.
I just saw the rerun of Big Bang Theory where Wallowitz's mother died.
Oh.
It's so sad. So sad.
Yeah, well, they kind of had to do it since she died in real life.
Yeah, but, you know, Bernadette can do the voice, so what's it really matter?
Well, I think it's honoring the actress.
Oh. Well, if you must. Whatever. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So what else have you been watching?
Well, I watched Daredevil on Netflix.
How's that?
Oh, that
How's
was
that?
Awesome.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Season 2 with the Punisher is phenomenal.
Really?
If
uh-huh.
if you have streaming, I suggest that you watch it.
Okay.
If you're a comic book nerd, I suggest you're probably already watching it, but like you should watch all those Marvel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Oh, are you talking about the big season finale last night?
No, I was talking about Supergirl and Flash.
Oh, that.
Yeah, did you watch that?
I did watch that.
What did you think of that? It was very light.
It always amazes me when they do those crossovers when other people write the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was not the Barry Allen that is on the show currently.
No, it's not.
I don't know, like, why they didn't have a meeting and say, this is what's going on in Barry's life, so this is the tone that he needs to have.
Mm-hmm.
He was way too happy to be in, what's the name of that city? Is it Midway City?
Yeah. I
think or National City.
National City.
It's National City. So he was way too happy to be there and, you know, he wasn't really looking for a way home after she was like, well, help me. And he was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
The other thing that I personally had an issue with, and this is on me, is the fact that I haven't watched the show. So I had no clue who anybody was as far as like the villains were concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So here's somebody, her name's Livewire.
Yes.
Livewire has been in the show before. I have no clue who she is or no clue.
Yep.
Like, there was no kind of standalone part to this. It was just like, here's a story with Supergirl.
Yep.
And you should be watching this, so we're not going to tell you who anybody is. Even from Barry's point of view, he was just like, oh, metahumans.
Yeah, yeah.
And just took it at face value. So, you know, I don't know. And also, watching The Flash last week.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently CBS fucked up and the crossover should have been tonight.
Right.
So it actually happens the day before the Flash actually goes back in time or crosses universes or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
The weird part was, is that there's nothing in the Flash that alludes to him going.
No, that's just it. It's like, so why was it such a big deal that we didn't see this episode sooner?
I don't know. And like, the Flash shows up with this weird gizmo on his chest.
Right.
That was circling the insignia. Nowhere in the Flash episode do they ever hint at what that is, why he has it, who made it.
Right.
Just, oh, I'm working on my speed. Well, okay, that doesn't really explain anything of what happened and why he's there, other than, you know, oh, we got to get him over there.
Well, I'm wondering if, like, this week's episode is actually the one that should have played before it.
Maybe.
Because it made no sense to me.
No.
It was very bizarre. It made no sense.
No, and I mean, I don't know. The standalone Flash episodes are really good. Mm-hmm. Whenever they go to crossover, there always seems to be issues on either side with the stories.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's just a Greg Berlanti thing or if that's, you know, people trying to cross over other characters but not really having a handle on what's going on the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pick up a phone. Go visit the writer's room. Do something. I don't know. I don't know. It was very, very strange.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It seems like all the comic book shows are getting to be in weird places that don't really follow anything.
Well, did you watch Legends of Tomorrow?
Yes, I watched that.
So, White Canary went to study with Ra's and told him what to name his daughter in the future?
Yes, apparently.
What the...
You know, this is the thing that I'm talking about, is like, how stupid do you have to be to not follow the established storyline? And I understand they're trapped in the past or whatever, but like, that would be the last place I would go if I was Sarah. Like, even if you're under an assumed identity,
right?
Like, you're going to go there and you're going to give away your hand and no hint of whatsoever when the story supposedly happens a right. couple of years ago that he knows who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if they had planned all this out and there was some passing line of Roz of being like going up to the Atom and saying, we've met before.
Yeah. It kind of felt like, oh, we're just going to throw this in here.
Yeah. Hey, the actor's available who played Ra's al Ghul. So we'll get him and we'll put him in another storyline and, oh, look, it all connects.
Yeah.
But it is that, the first time that they that they mentioned Talia.
It is. It
which,
is.
Which
was
now
weird.
Connects it to Batman.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Very odd. And the whole, they were left in the 50s for 10 years, and Hawk Girl and Adam are shacking up. It was just... I don't know. It just made no sense to me whatsoever. And Mick is really Kronos the Time Lord.
Yeah, that was a little weird too.
Yeah. That
still,
was bizarre.
I still haven't brought back Hawkman yet, so we're doing good.
So far.
There's only a couple episodes left. And I don't know how they're going to wrap this up. Because now supposedly they're bringing another hero in the finale to tie to season 2.
Yeah.
Which everybody is assuming is going to be Green Lantern. Which will be interesting. Because they're not going to do the Hal Jordan.
No.
So, I don't know. And then I finally caught up on Gotham.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about Gotham, other than it feels like a train wreck now.
Yeah. So Bruce has run away from home and he's living in the streets with
Selina Kyle, knocking over drug bosses.
Yeah, and they go to visit Poison Ivy, and it's like, what?
Yeah, and meanwhile, Jim Gordon has been tried, convicted, and sentenced to 40 years for a murder that he didn't commit.
Yep.
And he's spending time in Blackgate, and it's like, how is he going to redeem himself in a way that puts him as commissioner someday?
Yeah.
And then, so to, I guess, get rid of the girlfriend, they kind of wrote her out with, oh, well, she lost the baby. Well, she goes on maternity leave.
Yeah.
In real life. I don't know. It just felt really, really, really disjointed.
Mm-hmm. It's... I don't know how they're going to keep pulling that off.
Jim's on the run, and he's hiding.
Yeah.
And the Penguin finally finds his dad, which is his dad in the movie, and then he dies, and it's like, oh.
And the dad's married to this bitch with two adopted kids, and both of the kids offer to seduce Penguin.
Yeah, how fucked up is that?
That's like, what? Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad. I mean, I like Hugo Strange and his trippy nurse.
But they're not spending enough time on him.
No, not at all. Not at all.
He's an afterthought.
Yeah.
To setting up the Riddler, who should not be set up yet.
Right?
We've talked about this ad nauseum, man.
We have. I thought it was very funny that Victor Freeze became what's his name from the last Bond movie, Skyfall.
Oh yeah.
It's like, oh, that's an interesting, or little bit of the Collector from Guardians.
Yeah.
Like, what choices did we have?
I think you just ran out of ideas at some point.
I would say so.
And being as they're only their second season, it's scary.
Yes. Well, but I mean, you're dealing with something that, you know, the most anybody else has gotten out of those characters is three movies.
Right.
They've gotten two seasons, which is still less than the 1966 show. But.
I mean, I would almost prefer them to do something like the 66 Batman.
I kind of would too. I'd like it to either the 66 or the 80s. Just totally go over the top.
Yeah.
And play with it. Not whatever you're trying to do now.
I mean, I give them credit. I like the whole thing where Riddler's trying to set up James Gordon.
Yeah.
It's very methodical and it's very, but it has no trademarks of the Riddler. Like, he's leaving question marks everywhere, but there's no, like, cool riddle that they have to solve.
Right.
Like, the closest they got was the name of the paintings.
Right.
But it should be on a thing that's, you know, that rhymes with something like, you know, the names of these paintings have something to do with my plot. Figure this out.
Right. Riddle me this.
Yeah. Yeah, at least start it that way. Yeah. It's just going to be like a weird affectation he picks up later on. Like,
and how old is Bruce? Bruce is like, what, 12?
12 or 13.
So we've got 5 more years of this bullshit?
Well, he's got to disappear to go get trained.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's, yeah. It remains to be seen. I hope they haven't screwed it up to the point that it's going to get canceled mid-season next year. But it would be par for the course for things I like.
Especially on Fox.
Where for some reason, Xfinity loses Fox on Monday nights.
What?
For the past 4 weeks. It has lost Fox between 8 and 10.
Really?
I don't know if it's some bullshit contract negotiation or what. So but Harry, it's in my queue for recording, and then it's not there. And you go to try to switch to that channel. It says, oh, this channel's not available right now. Try again later.
Oh, how weird.
So I have to wait till the next day to watch it on demand.
That's weird.
Bizarre, huh?
That's fucking Xfinity, man.
Mm-hmm.
Comcast at its finest.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Now that PlayStation is releasing their own TV series, their own TV platform.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what channels it will have.
It says 100 channels. Univision, Galavision, Puerto Rico Vision.
Yeah.
The Best of Sábado Gigante.
But see, so you have to buy a $400 box in order to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
But how well are things like Apple TV and Roku and all those other things doing that we need yet another platform?
Well, everybody's just trying to get into the game.
Right.
So if you want to do PlayStation View and you want the 100 plus channels, it's $45 a month.
Plus the $400 box that's yours until you upgrade it.
Yes.
Okay.
So you get ABC On Demand, Fox On Demand.
Oh, good.
AMC, a bunch of BET channels, Bravo, Cartoon Network, Chiller, CMT, CNN, Comedy Central, Discovery Channel, all the Disney channels, DIY. I mean, it's most of them. You probably have to wait until the next day to watch
on demand
stuff.
Hmm. What about local?
No, they won't ever carry local.
Right.
You'd have to have a digital antenna. But on the cheap end, if you want, if you want the Slim Access, Slim is what they call it, for $30 a month, you get 55 channels.
Yeah. And they're all Univision.
No.
It's one home shopping thrown in there?
It's most of the channels that normal people would probably watch.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't bad, I mean, for what it is.
Yeah.
And there's a middle tier, too. PlayStation View, come on. Show me. There's one that's got 70 channels for $35. And then they like add like Nickelodeon and some of the sports stuff. So, I mean, I could probably get away with the $29 one if I had a $400 box.
Right.
I mean, it would be, it's the interesting thing is like, it says it's got AMC. So is that AMC On Demand? Or is that AMC
Live Broadcast?
Live Broadcast.
Good question.
And I don't see anything here that really tells you. Let's see. Yeah, that's Explore the Plans. And then you can add Showtime, apparently. And Machinima, for some reason.
Machinima?
Yeah.
What the hell is Machinima?
Machinima is, it's like a gaming and fandom network.
Oh.
So for $4 more a month, you can start doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So apparently there is an ABC live stream.
Okay.
But it's not available in certain areas.
Oh, of course.
It's only available in Chicago, Fresno, Houston, Los Angeles, New York City, Philadelphia, Raleigh, Durham, and San Francisco. You know, where you would expect all that shit.
Sure. I mean, Raleigh-Durham is a huge Media Market.
So I don't know if it's live streaming or not. But, you know, if you're going to cut the cord and you have a PlayStation.
Sure.
Hey, why not?
What? Exactly.
Let's see if the FAQ tells us anything. Billing and subscription. Channel specific. Okay, well, according to the FAQ, it's a TV service that streams live TV, movies, and sports on a variety of your favorite devices without a cable or satellite subscription.
Hmm.
So, you know, this might be a... And apparently it comes with a DVR... type system.
Okay.
By adding your favorite shows to My Shows, you will automatically save them for up to 28 days after they air.
But it expires after 28 days.
Yes.
Hmm.
And it says that some on-demand and DVR programming availability will vary.
Okay.
So...
Interesting.
Oh, apparently you can get this on Amazon Fire TV device, too.
Ooh. What's that, $40?
Well, I mean, if you can get the Fire Stick, it's only like 30.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever.
Hmm. Okay.
If Sling TV ever pisses me off, maybe that's an option.
Right.
Never know. So let's talk about the big thing that happened yesterday.
We got to take a trip to Pee Pants City?
Yes.
All righty.
Yeah, so last
what
night...
What a crock of shit. Motherfuckers.
So last night was the season 6 finale, 90-minute finale of The Walking Dead, which could have been the best episode they ever did. Right and up until they blew it at the end.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, did you watch Talking Dead as well?
I only watched the first 15 minutes.
Oh, Chris Hardwick was so kissing their ass the entire time, talking about how brilliant that this cliffhanger was and how it just makes you want to hang on and you're going to be talking about it for 7 months. And it's like... No, you're not, because in 2 months we're going to find out who doesn't show up to the set, and then we're going to know who fucking died. So, thank you for being total assholes. Oh, and by the way, it's not purgatory. They're just waiting for everybody else to die.
The fact that they referenced Lost on yes. Talking Dead scares me.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is all going to end up being some fever dream that fucking Rick is having in the hospital. As he deals with his gunshot wound.
Yeah. Oh, if they do that, people are going to riot.
People are already rioting over last night.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
The episode had its shining moments. I really liked the build up to meeting Negan. I loved Negan's introduction.
Did you? I didn't feel he was as strong as I thought he would be.
Well, he's just, like, this is just the tip of the iceberg for him.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get way worse.
I don't know. He's dressed like the leather man from YMCA.
But that's how he looks in the comic books, too.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, I thought the whole thing, I felt that 90 minutes was a little too much. I felt like they could have done all the Carol stuff last week.
Mm-hmm.
And had it just been the Saviors trying to get the Winnebago,
yep,
that would have been awesome. I feel like they still don't know how to write the characters.
Mm-mm.
Because after all they've been through, there is no way that they would ever stop to get rid of the walkers that were chained up.
Yep.
they would have never stopped and gotten out of under an overpass to look at the big pile of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're too smart for that now.
Right.
And it was just that thing of, we got to keep them moving. We got to get them to Negan. It'll all be good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I thought the whole, oh my God, every road we turn down, they're the saviors. It's like, what the hell? And so to escape them, we're going to carry the pregnant girl on a stretcher into the woods and hope we can get away.
Yes.
I don't know what they were thinking.
But see, at this point, they think that they're the shit. They think that they're the toughest people.
They obviously got taken down quite a few points.
Yes, they did. And you could see it on Rick's face.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell if Rick was about to have a nervous breakdown or the whole time was like, I'm fucked. Like, oh my God, I've been caught.
I think it was a little of both. I think he came to the realization, like, he's led them into this trap, and he knows that something bad's about to happen.
Uh-huh.
And it really becomes like, holy shit, this is really going to happen. But...
yes, but meanwhile, there are knights on horseback with spears.
From a different group.
From a different group, yes.
Which we'll meet next season.
Yes.
So, have you ever read the comic books?
Uh-uh. Nope.
Okay, having read up to issue 100 and knowing who was supposed to die...
Right.
Who do you think is going to be the one at the end of the bat?
So, based on the fact that Negan makes the comment... oh, okay, taking it like a champ. It's somebody who could have possibly withstood more than one whack with the bat.
Okay.
So I don't think it was Glenn. I don't think it was Maggie. I don't think it was Michonne. Not Rosita.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm leaning really towards Abraham.
You think so?
Because I think Abraham might be the type of idiot who, after he gets hit once, tries to get up.
I don't know.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I know who it is in the comic books.
Well, everybody knows that it's Glenn in the comic books.
Okay, fine.
So let's stop beating around the bush.
I'm trying not to spoil it.
Tough shit. But... you got 7 months. You don't think somebody's going to spoil it?
I kind of feel like... Abraham is being held on for something else.
Okay.
I think it's either going to be, they're going to shock the shit out of people and it be Daryl.
Well, now that Daryl's got his own series.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
I know. Riding with Reedus?
Yeah. I either think it's going to be Daryl or they're going to make it be Glenn. And I think all the shit that everybody went through in the beginning of the season where they didn't know whether he was alive or not, and then he gets back and it looks like he's going to die near the fence of Alexandria, I think all that was set dressing for him actually dying at the hands of Negan.
You think?
You know what? I think it's one of those things, like, they had him lunge at Negan and Negan be like, look, I'm going to just shut that shit down.
Right.
And like, when he's deciding, he's thinking he can prove a point in front of his pregnant wife. Because it's funny, in the comic books, they're all kind of lined up like that.
Right.
And Maggie is there, but I don't think it was under the same circumstances, of her being sick. So last week when she was still in Alexandria and everybody else was caught, I was like, well, maybe it won't be Glenn because she's not there to witness it, which is what motivates her character later on in the comic book series. And as soon as this starts and they're loading her onto the Winnebago, I was like, oh, maybe it will be Glenn. because it's just telegraphing like she's going to be there. And it makes me wonder whether or not they actually filmed the death scene.
So apparently they didn't.
So they didn't. Okay.
So nobody got hit. And in fact, when they, that final scene of Negan hitting somebody.
Killing the camera guy?
Killing the camera guy.
Yeah.
There was nobody else there. Everybody else had been wrapped. They were all sent away. And this was like the one final shot they had to get before Jeffrey Dean Morgan had to go back on a plane to New York.
Oh, okay.
So the cast doesn't even know
who he was swinging at.
Who he was swinging at.
Well, how fucked up is that?
Exactly. So do you think that they're going to come back for filming and he's going to have everybody on set just for the hell of it?
I think at some point, when do they start filming? They start filming in like May.
Right.
So at some point between now and then, somebody's going to get a phone call saying, you're it.
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they've already talked to whoever it was, and they're just under like an NDA.
So they couldn't tell anybody else?
So they can't tell anybody else, but they know they're not coming back. I mean, because that would be the cool thing to do so that these people could get more work.
Right.
But I don't know. There were parts that I really enjoyed, and the last 10 minutes was really intense. And then as soon as it happened, I was like, you bastards.
Yeah. It's like, it felt like a stunt. It didn't feel like it had anything to further the story. You could have seen, and you didn't even necessarily have to see everybody's reaction to it.
No.
But to just see who got it, I think would have been much better than to just fade to black.
So one of the guys that I worked with said, but if they showed you who that did it, would you come back necessarily in October? And I said, well, if I like the show, yeah. Like the death of one character is not going to stop me from watching it.
Right.
This kind of shit is what stops me from watching it.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna watch it to see how they do it, and it better not be some weird fucking cop-out later on.
Right.
Like, he decides to kill one of his men to prove how serious he is, you know, to scare the rest in line or whatever.
Yeah.
Because then that shit, that'll piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't keep them all. Well, no, you can't, and you're going to have to kill somebody.
Yeah. So in 2 weeks, they're going to be back at Alexandria. Do you think there'll be that time jump to 2 weeks just waiting for the saviors to come and wipe them out? And you just have to wait and figure out, oh, who haven't we seen yet?
Oh, could you imagine? It better pick up right where it leaves off.
You think?
Like, if it doesn't start with the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's going to be an issue.
Yep.
Because that would fucking suck.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I would love it to be Carl.
But it obviously isn't, because he makes a point of saying, if anybody screams, you cut the other kid's eye out and you feed it to his father.
Right.
So it's definitely not him.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not Rick. I don't think it's going to be Eugene. I don't think it's going to be...
Eugene would just be so sad and such a waste.
Yeah.
You know, oh, let's beat up the fat kid. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I hope it's not. They don't pull a Lost thing.
They pull a Lost thing and all of a sudden we go 10 years back in time.
Oh. They bring back all the old cast members.
Yes.
It's life before the...
Yes.
The zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
And you never find out.
Just like Lost. That would be great. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about Carol? Do you think Carol's just finally lost it?
I think Carol is... She's reached a point where she doesn't want to kill anymore.
Right.
But she's going to have to in order to survive. I think... So the guys with the armor is another... another group called the Kingdom.
Yep. Run by Ezekiel.
Yes. And they
have the zookeeper.
And in the comic books, they have a live tiger. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Yep.
I don't know if it's going to be like a Grodd thing where you only see the tiger once in a while.
Like, yeah. Wouldn't that be typical
from a distance? And
well, there's a zoo in Atlanta. They can easily get a tiger.
I guess.
Easily.
So I don't know if that's going to play in with the whole thing of her with the rosary.
Mm-hmm. Well, the rosary's gone.
Right. But, you know, just like her state of mind of keeping that and I don't know if she found religion or whatever, but you know, that might be the place where her story really shines. 'Cause in the comic book, she's not alive at this point.
Right.
So anything is possible.
Yep.
Morgan's not alive either, so I don't know where they're going with their stories.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if this was all just part of the game, that now they're kind of going to watch all the social media and look at people's responses and going, oh, people really were looking forward to it being Glenn. And going, oh, that's it, we'll just kill Glenn.
I don't know. I don't know if they can do that.
No? Why not?
Not... No, because that's such a shitty thing to do. I mean, that shows no forethought whatsoever.
Well,
I would like to think there's a little forethought. Like they've mapped this out to the point where they know who's not coming back. And they bring people aside and say, hey, get your shit together because next year you're not going to be on the show.
You don't think Carol and Morgan are going to strap bombs on themselves and walk into the Savior's compound?
Oh, we got to make room for the next new cast members.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Because they always seem to do that.
They do. It's like, all right, now what?
Yeah, you know, they're bringing in Jeffrey Dean Morgan, so they have to get rid of one of the other cast members.
All right, right. We got to keep the budget in line.
That's right. Oh, you didn't think you were going to get paid for this, did you?
Yeah, right. No, that comes from all the conventions you go to.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope you don't get writer's cramp.
Speaking of conventions.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the list recently for MegaCon?
It keeps getting bigger.
Yes, it's way bigger than I ever thought it would be for this year. And some weird polls.
You mean like the Karate Kid?
Like Ralph Macchio and William Zabka?
Zabka. Sweep the leg! Sweep the leg! Yes.
The Weasleys is a weird poll, I think.
Well, it's the Weasleys, it's the two twins, and the little sister.
Right.
And it's Malfoy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Lena Headey, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Stan Lee, who wants to see his ass?
Yeah. John Cusack, Christopher Lloyd. Like, there's
John
a whole
Cusack
bunch of...
is the most bizarre one.
More than Ralph Macchio?
Well, at least Macchio's in like a cult movie.
Well, so is John
Aside
Cusack.
From Say Anything.
Say Anything, Gross Point Blank.
Yeah.
Better Off Dead.
Somebody threw out a perfectly good white boy.
He's in 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Like the dude's had a career.
Yeah, apparently not good enough. He may as well be sitting next to the guy from Buffy.
This has got to be one of those things where they call him up and they're like, we'll bring you here for a week. You can bring your family to the theme parks.
Well, he's only appearing on Saturday.
Right.
And under, you know, what his connection is, it says Hollywood icon.
Yes, well. That's better than Jason Mewes, where it says actor, producer, radio host.
Yeah, well.
I mean, and the other weird part of this is, like, so it's 4 days this year. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, but Thursday, there's really not much going on.
Three quarters of these people are only there on the weekends.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, you want Haley Atwell's autograph? You got to go on Saturday.
Yeah, because it's the only day she's there.
Yep.
Now, here's the other thing. Did you look at William Shatner's picture? Because underneath it says William Shatner, 50th anniversary, Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't say William Shatner appearing, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I guess he's going to be there all 4 days.
Is he?
Well...
Well, it on the other page, it does have a blank for autograph price and photo op price. So right. Maybe he is.
I mean, we'll I would see. Assume that unless it says what days they're going to be there.
Oh, that they'd be there all four.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, Lenny James is appearing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't expect to see him on Thursday.
But Christopher Lloyd.
But Christopher
Lloyd... will be there starting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
He's going to be parking cars.
Him, John Barrowman, William Shatner... Adam West, Burt Ward, Jeremy Bullock, Anthony Daniels. I guess that's who you get to see on Thursday and Friday. And Ming-Na Wen.
Ming-Na.
Ming-Na. And Ming-Na. And the Karate Kid guys.
Ming-Na. Who are you here to see? Ming-Na.
I mean, but that, like if you wanted to get one of their autographs, Thursday would be the day.
Well, it's only open for 5 hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that might be a good day.
Now, see, I'd kind of like to meet Carlos Valdez.
I was just thinking the same thing.
He's probably one of the few that I would actually stand in line for.
$40 for an autograph.
Yeah. He's not stupid.
Yeah.
He knows.
Katie Cassidy is 60 for a photo op.
Yeah, see. Eh.
Ming-Na? What's Ming-Na got? TBA. Oh, John Barrowman pays you to take pictures.
Yeah. Is he pricey?
It doesn't say.
No.
It says TBA.
Because I kind of feel like he was pricey last time he was there.
I believe he was.
Yeah. Not Norman Reedus pricey, but pricey enough.
Not Ian McDermott pricey. Not $125.
Like Haley Atwell's $60 if you want her autograph.
Hey, Michelle Gomez is only 40. I already got Haley Atwell's.
Well, I'm talking about me.
Oh.
See, James Remar is $40 for an autograph, and I think that's a little too much to have him sign the Phantom poster.
Yeah. Whereas Booger is $30 for an autograph, $50 for a photo op.
Well, hell yeah, man.
What the hell's he going to do in the photo op?
Pick your nose?
Yeah, could be.
You can get Foggies from... From Daredevil for $30.
Oh.
Eldon Henson.
Mm-hmm.
$50 for John Bernthal.
Oh, Norman Reedus is $80 for an autograph. Really?
Why do I feel like that's cheaper than last year?
I think it was.
I want to say it was like $100 last year. And the photo op price was lower too, because... he was over $100 to have your picture taken with him.
I think you're right.
Which is fucking nuts.
Knuckin' futz.
Knuckin' futz, man.
Knuckin' futz.
Wow.
I wonder if they're going to do a Star Wars photo op. Well, they could do a Star Wars photo op, a Star Trek photo op.
With the three of them?
Takei and Nichelle Nichols.
So, Nichelle Nichols was at Mad Monster Party in North Carolina last week.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that I worked with ended up in an elevator with her.
Ooh.
And apparently she's starting to become a little senile.
Well, yeah.
Like, to the point where she didn't know where she was going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was nobody with her?
I think there was, but she was asking them, like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we... And they were like, well, you're here to sign autographs. Mm. And she was like, oh, is this a convention? And I was like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
So I don't know how coherent she's actually going to be.
That's sad, because when I had worked with her, she was really right on the ball. And since she had made different appearances over the years, people, she would go, it's like, you were at such and such, and you were wearing that same shirt.
Oh, jeez.
So I wonder what it's like now. It's like, do I know you? There's some white guy here.
Do you think that George Takei could really stand next to William Shatner to take a picture, though?
I think that'd be hilarious. I think it'd be hilarious if, in the picture, George Takei is trying to, like, knock off the toupee.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks... It's going to be interesting being that big.
Yeah.
And all of these people. So, yeah.
I mean, all these people, not to mention all the artists, all of the anime guests that they're bringing in this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be huge. It just, it makes me wonder, like, what they're cutting out in order to fit this in that
room. I don't know, unless they're expecting such a huge crowd.
I mean, I'm happy that there's this caliber of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, hey, here's the voices of this cartoon from 20 years ago. Or, like, hey, here's Lou Ferrigno and a bunch of wrestlers. Like,
yeah.
These are kind of top quality people for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they fit almost every corner of fandom.
Yep.
That you can. You think Anthony Daniels and Jeremy Bullock start taking pictures together?
No.
Like, in costume?
I don't think anybody in the cast likes Anthony Daniels. Anybody.
So I asked my friend, because Jeremy Bullock was at Mad Monster 2, and that was one of those places where he takes pictures
in costume. Yeah.
And apparently, when he was at his table, he wasn't dressed, and if he wouldn't come out of the photo op room, like, they had to, like, clear the room and, like, take him out a back way because he didn't want anybody to see him in the outfit.
Hmm.
And it's like, oh, come on, man. You're known for one thing.
No, actually, he used to be Smithers in the James Bond movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the guy in the lab that Q always tested everything on that went wrong.
For the Sean Connery stuff?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Connery or Moore.
Oh. Hey, who knows?
Exactly. But, yeah, so I think it's going to be fun.
It'll be something.
It'll be something. And you get to bring your kid for free.
Do I?
Don't you? Did it say something about kids free? Oh, $10.
Where do you see that?
Under tickets.
I see ticket prices, but I don't see anything for kids.
Scroll down to where it says child pass.
Oh, there we go.
Buy any adult pass and you get the same kids pass for $10.
Oh.
How old is she? She just turned 6, right?
Yep.
Yeah, 5 and under free.
Ah, damn it. She looks like she's 5.
She could. Start training her now. How old are you? 5.
I could take her to meet the Frost sisters.
You could.
Who are going to be there?
The Juggies.
The Juggies, yeah. I've never seen an Elsa that well endowed before.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nice snowballs. Ooh, are we getting the 4-day passes? Because with the 4-day pass, we get in Tuesday at 2. That's 2 hours early.
I thought we discussed that it was more economical to buy the 4-day pass than try to buy separate days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Ivy Doom Kitty's going to be back. We can watch her try to squeeze her ass into another costume.
Oh, yeah. did you look at the cosplay girls?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, really? So basically your cosplay is about trying to squeeze yourself. I mean, even the girl who looks like, who's dressed as Velma.
Yep.
is a little Rubenesque.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I just want to meet Spock Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, Envy Us's Facebook page is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Oh my. There's one where she's dressed as the Joker, or one of the Joker's women, with her butt to the camera, and it's quite large.
Oh yeah. People like that.
Oh, and if you scroll down even farther, there's one of her dressed as Velma.
With her, yeah.
Almost showing her tits.
Okay. Wow. Whoa! Yeah, but then look at the picture of the three girls together.
Two Harleys and an Ivy?
Yeah, and one Harley's like smuggling Ukrainians or something. Holy crap, what is that? Wow. You know, people are into the BBM.
BBM?
Big Beautiful Models.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I like a nice voluptuous woman and all, but...
That's a little too much voluptuous?
Maybe a little.
Voluptuousness?
Voluptuous.
You think it's natural?
No.
No?
Not on some of them.
Oh, you need to scroll all the way down to see the picture of her that she's kind of dressed as an animal, I think.
Stand by.
It's from March 5th.
So, facebook.com/envy.deviant if you want to follow along.
March 5th. Apparently she's dressed as Krampus.
March 15th, come on. Man, she is not shy in the least, huh?
No.
March 9th. Getting there, hang on. Oh!
Actually go all the way down to March 4th, because then you see, like, the horns.
Oh.
and the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Wow, weird.
Hey, good for her.
Yeah, but you know she's one of those that, like, don't stare at me.
Right, yeah, don't look at me. I mean, I've got one boob thrown over my shoulder, but don't stare.
And then there's big old Ivy Doom Kitty.
Divey Doom Kitty?
Ivy Doom Kitty.
I thought you said Divey.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, another one of these women that just makes her living going to conventions.
Yeah, but you notice we haven't seen Yaya Han since that first convention.
She was there last year in a booth, but like not as a...
She was selling her crap, her fake ears and tails.
Yes. Her butt plugs. Wow. I guess if some people want that. I want to meet Cecil Grimes myself.
Do you?
No. I look like Rick. Well, kinda. If you squint.
Well, there's that guy last year who looked like, what's his name? Heisenberg.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, well, good things coming.
Huh?
Did we settle on the song for the music video?
We did not. No? We should put a poll up and see what Harold thinks.
Harold, write to us. Tell us what song we should use. Anybody else who wants to chime in?
Yeah.
See what you think.
Something hip. Something today.
Okay. And it's got to
be... Oh, you know what we said we were doing? We were going to do Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
We were going to redo Ghostbusters and have all these cameos in it. As you know, there's going to be a shitload of people dressed as Ghostbusters.
There should be, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if only there was, like, Ernie Hudson, like...
Oh.
Because I bet you we could get him to be in the video.
You don't think it'd be funny to get Christopher Lloyd to go, Ghostbusters!
I do. I don't think that we could get him to do it, though.
Well, we get him in an elevator with Nichelle Nichols and see what happens.
Like, we could probably get William Zabka to do it.
Could.
Probably Burt Ward.
I don't know. Burt's going to be sitting next to Adam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would assume.
Curtis Armstrong.
Could be.
We could probably get Kevin Smith to do it.
Yeah, well. I'm still hoping for a dinner invitation. Just in case.
Yeah.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, you're bringing me along?
No.
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 Bastard.
We could go look at the set from Tusk.
Bastard.
Could take them to Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. All right, be that way.
All right. You're the one that's not going to bring me to dinner.
I'll tell you where we're going to be, and you can, like, casually keep walking by the window.
No.
No?
No.
You can bring out the leftovers? Here's your doggy bag, Mr. Muse.
You know he's bringing Muse, so come on.
Well, yeah.
You really want to sit at a table with both of them?
To say I did? Sure. I'd sit at a table with Stan Lee and feed him cream of wheat.
Well, that's why you had to bring me along, so you could be like, look, this dude knew you from New Jersey.
And he says you were an asshole then, too.
Well, kind of. I'd play along, though.
Would you? All right, sure. We'll see. We shall see.
Come on, you know you want to.
We'll see. I told you. We'll see if I like you that week.
Oh, whatever. You love me every week.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that just wraps it up, don't it?
No.
No? Okay. You know, Chris, I'll be your anchor man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Found your horse.
That's how we end the show.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Send us your ideas for what you want us to do as a music video this year at MegaCon. You can follow us on Twitter, go to the Facebook page, YouTube page, watch all the videos, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell people, don't care who, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is Jeff.
Have a good week.